But the reality is very different, for they are dry and fruitful like land, but their only shape is the inconstant shape of the water beneath them. Yet the land-like appearance proved hard to resist. Although he had now grasped with his brain what was happening, Ransom had not yet grasped it with his muscles and nerves. He rose to take a few paces inland, and downhill, as it was at the moment of his rising, and immediately found himself flung down on his face, unhurt because of the softness of the weed. He scrambled to his feet, saw that he now had a steep slope to ascend, and fell a second time. A blessed relaxation of the strain in which he had been living since his arrival dissolved him into weak laughter. He rolled to and fro on the soft, fragrant surface in a real schoolboy fit of the giggles. This passed, and then for the next hour or two he was teaching himself to walk. It was much harder than getting your sea legs on a ship, for whatever the sea is doing, the deck of the ship remains a plain. But this was like learning to walk on water itself. It took him several hours to get 100 yards away from the edge or coast of the floating island, and he was proud when he could go 5 paces without a fall, arms outstretched, knees bent in readiness for sudden change of balance, his whole body swaying and tense like that of one who is learning to walk the tightrope. Perhaps he would have learned more quickly if his falls had not been so soft, if it had not been so pleasant, having fallen, to lie still and gaze at the golden roof, and hear the endless soothing noise of the water, and breathe in the curiously delightful smell of the herbage. And then, too, it was so strange, after rolling head over heels down into some little dell, to open his eyes and find himself seated on the central mountain peak of the whole island, looking down like Robinson Crusoe on field and forest to the shores in every direction, that a man could hardly help sitting there a few minutes longer, and then being detained again because, even as he made to rise...